Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of my favorite ways to cover camp, though, is to get the perspective of some of the national people I really respect who come through town and get a look at the Commanders, who are able to juxtapose what they're seeing here with other teams because they're on tours and seeing a lot of clubs. And one of those folks I wanted to touch base with is on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. And that's Robert Mays, the host of the Athletic Football Show. You know him from his work previously at Grantland and The Ringer. He's outstanding. Robert, thanks so much for the time. It's Grant Paulson in D.C. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. Let's just start with your thoughts on the Commanders, the vibes of their camp as you dropped in for a day.
It seemed really good. I mean, I'm not surprised. I think that Dan Quinn, that's what you're banking on, right? That's what you're looking for when you hire somebody like that, who's going to bring a certain level of energy and just a certain approach. And obviously, it's pretty far removed from the way that things have felt there over the last several years. I think we all knew that was hopefully going to be the case with new ownership. And I do think that Dan is the type of person to, at least early on, kind of change the way that people feel when they're coming to work. And that was kind of my general impression of how things felt over there.
Robert, I know in one practice, you may or may not get to see a ton from individual players, right? But Jaden Daniels has looked very good by all accounts. I want to know what you saw specifically, and maybe more importantly, what you heard from the people that you did talk to in town about the rookie QB.
Yeah, I never like taking one day and making any grand proclamations about it, because some guys look good, some guys don't. You're going half speed. If we're trying out different personnel groupings, like training camp is just such a crapshoot in that way. So I did think that he made some very impressive throws down the field. I was there on Tuesday, and Tuesday they probably had 3-4 20 to 40 yard completions down the sideline. He had one to Jahan Dotson on a slot fade that was really impressive. From a football perspective, I would say some of the movement in the pocket and some of the things he did a little bit later in the down were impressive to me, just because at LSU he took off a lot in those situations. So seeing him kind of play from the pocket a little bit deeper into the play was encouraging. I would say the bigger takeaways, the more important takeaways, though, are what you learn from people or hear from people during conversations. And talking to somebody on the offensive staff just about the way that he processes the game and how impressive that part of it is, that's what's encouraging to me. You know, obviously you can pick up some of that when you're watching a guy play in college, but you don't know necessarily what the progressions are, you know, how he's seeing things. And you know, from everything that I had heard, just how developed and how mature he is mentally at this stage, a week into camp, is a notable bit of progress from a guy who obviously has a ton of physical talent. That's never been in question.
More of a broad question for you here, Robert, and Robert Mays is my guest, the Athletic Football Show. You mentioned not liking to base a whole lot on one practice, right, worth of eval. What about just general training camp evaluation? I mean, I ask this because, like, I'm out there and I see him and he looks really good or what have you, and that's great, but I got the sense, and I'm not knocking him, I'm really excited about how he looks and everything I'm hearing, but he clearly had a great idea of what they were doing offensively, and I think at this point at camp, he's got a great idea of what the defense is doing too. And I think that matters, and I want to see him against the Jets and other teams. You know, you see it other places where, with Drake May, let's say, where from a week ago where, you know, he's splitting reps and he could be the guy to now Colin Cowherd telling us that Joe Milton will start over him if it's not Jacoby Brissett. Like, what do you make just generally of early training camp evaluations in general?
I think it's really difficult. It's really difficult on several different levels. One, I think that most sports writers, God bless them, probably don't know what they're looking at when you're watching a training camp practice. And I would throw myself into that equation as well. We can have a sense of maybe who made a nice play here or there, but I think that the nuts and bolts of it are really difficult to pick up, especially from the vantage point you're looking at it from on the sideline if you're not somebody with a really trained eye that understands what they're doing. So I think that's a barrier to it. Also, the way that things are installed in training camp is different everywhere. You know, there are some teams that are going to throw in, they're saying, all right, we're going to install what we're going to install no matter what. Like, we're just going to take it along at the pace of how we do this. The defense may be doing it differently. So the looks may not necessarily be synced up with what you're doing on offense and what they're doing on defense. So much of training camp is figuring out, all right, who should play next to who? What are our right pairings of players? So they're going to inherently be combinations of guys that you're trotting out there that aren't going to look very good because it's about trial and error. So I just don't really know how much, from a layman's point of view, you can take watching even several training camp practices if you're not watching the film and if you're not truly understanding how stuff is being installed and what a team is trying to accomplish that day.
Robert Mays does watch the film and does have a really good feel for offense, and it's one of the reasons I really like his work, the Athletic Football Show here on Grant and Danny. With that in mind, what's your level of confidence in the Cliff Kingsbury-Daniels relationship? I got to be honest, I'm very curious about Kingsbury. I'm hopeful, but I'm not convinced. And that's one of the reasons I really don't know what to expect about this season.
Yeah, I think that I would probably share those same concerns. You know, Cliff obviously did a lot of really innovative stuff when he got into the league. And I say that just because it was different than a lot of NFL offenses that you were watching. There's a lot of four wide, you know, a lot of air raid type ideas. I would say over his time in Arizona, things got a little more quote-unquote traditional. They started using more two tight end sets, and I think he really got a better grasp of maybe some of the things he needed to do to tailor his types of ideas to the NFL game. But I still feel like, for the most part, if you watch those teams, it was a lot of scattered designs that, to me, at times lacked cohesion and a broader plan. Now, if you look at the best offenses in the league and the connective tissue and the things that tie them together, one thing leads to another. You know, a run concept is tied to a pass concept. I'm doing this to set up this. It's all part of a bigger plan. And at times in Arizona, I just never got a grasp of what that bigger plan was. So even if there are some interesting ideas with, well, I'm going to use this guy in this way, and you know, you can kind of trot out those sorts of talking points in July, when you get into the season and it's about having a core set of beliefs that you can build on and innovate with, and I just have issues and potential concerns with that based on how things went the last time we saw him doing this in Arizona.
Yeah, ranked 16th, 15th, 14th in his three full seasons as the head coach and play caller in yards per play with the Cardinals. One more thing on the Commanders, and then I want to bounce around to some of the other camps you were at. Just how much better do you think this defense might be with Quinn and Joe Witt taking over for Rivera and his staff? And with all the moves they made, including Dorrance Armstrong up front, Bobby Wagner in the middle, Jeremy Chinn on the back end, it's going to be a lot of new faces.
There's no doubt. And I think I'm encouraged by what they can be. I understand a lot of the moves that they made. A guy like Frankie Louvu and some of the flexibility that Frankie Louvu provides you. Jeremy Chinn is the same idea, where I think that one of the benefits and one of the real strengths of those Dan Quinn defenses in Dallas is that they had a lot of different personnel that they could throw at you. They played a lot of 6 TB looks, etc. I don't think they'll do that necessarily quite as much because the linebackers on this team are better and deeper than they were in Dallas, but that same flexibility I think is something that you're searching for, and just play style. You know, in conversations with people there and Dan specifically, the guys that they added this offseason, I think it was more about, we want to make sure we're bringing a certain feel of player and a certain mentality to this group. And I think that they accomplished that. Dorrance Armstrong, I always felt, was a guy who really embodied the way the Cowboys wanted to play. He played with a certain attitude. You have that guy. Frankie Louvu plays that way. Mikey Sainristil still, I think, really set that sort of feeling for the Michigan defense that you watched last year. So one of the things that I think was so cool about those Dallas defenses is you could feel the energy that they brought every single week, even if the schematics of it all weren't necessarily the most complicated and at times that were almost a little bit too simplistic. But if you're bringing a certain vibe as a defense, you can overcome some of those shortcomings in terms of the structure of it all. And I think the guys they added this offseason, they have a chance to potentially get to that point with some of those sorts of players.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Commanders, just one of the stops Robert Mays has made as he's traversed the National Football League training camp carousel over the last week. Let's go to the Cardinals. I know you were out in Arizona at one point with them. They drafted Marvin Harrison atop the board to help Kyler Murray. They're coming off their second straight 4-13 season. This sounds funny to say because I was making fun of the Gannon hire and his opening, you know, foray as a coach as much as anybody. But I'm surprised when I looked them up to see they were 4-13. I would have guessed like 6-11. I feel like they played a lot of teams close. They were a pain in the butt. They get Murray back for a full season now. What's the sight line for them?
The comparison that I've made, and I think that it actually works in a bunch of different ways, is that season last year from the Cardinals reminded me a lot of the first Dan Campbell season in Detroit, where there's not a lot of talent. They're just doing everything they can to rebuild and reset the roster, but they played hard, and you could just feel the transition in what the roster felt like and just the play style and just the overall approach. And I think that Arizona was very similar. You know, obviously the Lions traded out their play caller halfway through the year, but Ben Johnson eventually takes that job. And I thought they were doing a lot of really interesting things in the back half of that season for the Lions. You can say the same thing about Drew Petzing and what he was doing in Arizona last year. Yeah, this is a team without a lot of talent up front that was the most efficient rushing team in the NFL down the back half of last season. And I think that that's because of the person dialing things up and because of maybe some underrating that we've done of the personnel. You drop Marvin Harrison Jr. into there. You have Kyler Murray, who looks much more comfortable in that system by the end of last season. And I really think they have a chance to surprise some people offensively. On defense, they're still piecing it together. That's very much a work in progress. But I think they want to be, you know, a team that's consistently competitive, could potentially finish around 500. And that sort of outcome and that sort of season would put them pretty much in line with that trajectory that we had seen from Detroit in their first couple of years.
Let's head to the Chargers. You were there before we found out Justin Herbert's dealing with plantar fascia, is not going to be able to play again until probably the first week of the season or so, right around week one, which isn't going to help them get ready. But having brought in Jim Harbaugh, new GM Joe Ortiz, new offensive coordinator Greg Roman and Jesse Minert with the Michigan ties on the defensive side, I get the sense Harbaugh is not trying to do a long rebuild, years and years of trying to build this thing up. But, man, is that Herbert loss this preseason with a new offense and new teammates seem damaging. What did you make of your stop there?
They really couldn't add much this offseason because even though it's not a long rebuild, they kind of took their medicine from a salary cap perspective that I think is going to set them up okay to be ready next year to start adding pieces again. But for the most part, you know, it's Joe Alt, it's Junior Colson, it's the draft picks that they were able to make, Ladd McConkey, and really the only notable multi-year free agent signing that they had was Will Disley, the tight end. So they're pretty much rolling it back out this season with one new tackle and mostly the same personnel on both sides. But they still think that they can have some real results, I think in part just because of a change in priorities. The run game under the previous regime was just allowed to kind of die on the vine. They didn't spend enough time on it. They didn't prioritize it enough. And they're really hoping that if they look to an offense and an offensive system that lives through that, but that can be the bones of kind of how they play and what their identity is, that they can get a ton better play along the offensive line and they can really establish themselves as a team that runs the ball efficiently. And everything else can kind of flow from there. Justin Herbert overcoming a lack of weapons. And that's a real big bet on Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman specifically, where even if the players aren't better, we're going to get different results because of how we approach this. And it really did seem like that was the set of bets that they were making. And, you know, without Justin Herbert, obviously it doesn't all come together. But if he can get back healthy, we'll see what sort of outcomes they get on the other side of that.
Yeah, it's a floor-raising endeavor, if nothing else, to make sure that running game gets its act together. Maybe doesn't elevate the ceiling right away, but that's where Justin Herbert and some of the playmaking he can do down the field comes into play there. The other of the L.A. teams, the Rams, who you made a stop in with, this is one of the most difficult teams to peg, I think, right now in all of football. We know the Niners are going to be a tough customer in the West. I think you stopped in with the Seahawks as well. I feel like they're going to take a step back. But are the Rams a true contender still, a playoff team post Aaron Donald here? They drafted the two Florida State kids up front with Jared Verse and Brandon Fisk, and maybe the whole thing surrounds Matthew Stafford's health. I should also point out that if you guys want, you should check out Robert's interview with Sean McVay. Did an hour sit-down, which was really, really cool. But do you view the Rams as like a double-digit win team on paper going into the year right now?
I do. I just think that the ceiling for the offense is incredibly high. And obviously they lost Jonah Jackson already, which that's a concern just because he's had a real injury history when he was in Detroit. But this team, was one of the most efficient offenses in the league last year when Matthew Stafford and Kyren Williams were both on the field. And if Stafford can stay healthy or relatively healthy for 15-ish games, and Cooper Kupp is coming into the season healthy, and he's practicing full speed, he looks really good. This is a group that I think has a chance to be the best offense in the league if things break right for them. Defensively, obviously, there are more questions, but I think they really did a good job of solving some of the problems from last year. You go out and get a guy like Cam Curl, who, I mean, you guys know in Washington, obviously, isn't a superstar, but is a solid player. Darius Williams at corner, same sort of deal. If you can piece it together on the back end, and those guys, the young defensive linemen that you're talking about, the aggregate from those guys can give them solid play up front. I think it can be a frisky defense that gets to a level that if they really hit their ceiling on offense, they can compete to not only win the NFC West, but, you know, maybe even do more than that when we get to the playoffs.
Last team I'll ask you about from your tour is the Eagles back here on the East Coast in the NFC East. Something was sour. Something was broken and was just rotten internally at the end of the year. Sirianni survived. They have new coordinators on both sides of the ball, Kellen Moore, Vic Fangio, and operation number one, I'm sure, is getting Jalen Hurts back to playing at the level where he was an MVP, you know, prototype and out-dueled Mahomes in a Super Bowl loss. What did your state tell you about whether or not they can knock off Dallas and get back to the top of the division?
Anyway, I had a really, really good visit with the Eagles yesterday and just kind of talking about some of their plans in the offseason. And I think that bringing in Kellen Moore, who's called plays before, it really frees Sirianni up to be the head coach and to kind of oversee things where he's making sure and tending to the culture and how things are going day to day and the way that guys are playing. And I think that's good. I think that we've seen that benefit guys in other places. We talked about Dan Campbell. We talked about Jonathan Gannon maybe being a little bit better than we thought. Those are guys who don't really have much of a hand in the way that the offense and defense of those teams work, or at least not as much as some other coaches. And I think that that change in purview is potentially beneficial for Sirianni. And then what Kellen Moore is bringing, I think that that offense last year and the way that it was structured under Brian Johnson, they were just trying to keep things rolling from what Shane Steichen was doing. And I think that the little ways that they tried to innovate weren't additive to taking the offense in a new direction. And by the end of last season, I think you had a system that had stagnated to the point that it was no longer fit for the modern NFL. And some of the ideas that Kellen Moore is bringing in, whether it's more motion, how Jalen Hurts is reading stuff out, a bunch of different elements of this, I think that they have a chance to be better equipped for anything that defenses are going to throw at them. And, you know, that's a rosy outlook that we can easily have on August 2nd. We'll see what happens when the games actually start. But I understand the plan this offseason and how they were going to try to get from where they were at the end of last year to where this team was back in 2022.
You guys should be following Robert on social media. He's at Robert Mays on Twitter. The tour continues. Appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us today. Thanks so much, and travel safely.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Robert Mays of the Athletics Football Show here on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.